Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Today's Wednesday, June 21st. How are you, everybody?
Let's wait for the response.
Yes.
No,
okay.
And we're good.
I don't have any applause effects, but I realized early on, you know how everybody starts a radio show, they want all the effects in the world because that's what we hear on radio.
Yeah.
And then it gets old. You know, it's just like enough of the applause already and all that.
It's like burp, boing, bing.
Yeah.
We got it.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Tori. Welcome. Today is all about Tori.
No.
It's, I told myself I'm not going to cry because I never cry. Not in public anyway. But I got to tell you that, I'm glad because it's not always, ending partnerships is not always a soft landing.
Exactly.
It doesn't always end nicely.
Exactly. Sometimes with us, we tend to go, fuck you, and we leave. So it's so nice to leave with your support and your happiness. And I've had the best time ever. And it's just been one of the best experiences in my life. So
wow.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you're still as excited about it as you were on day one.
Oh,
I remember you telling me, this is something that I really, really want to do.
Really want to do.
And I thought, this is perfect.
Yeah. And now,
so you shined by far.
Thank
you. And you continue to shine, Tori.
Thank you.
And that's why you're moving on.
You're so sweet. I'm going to a live show. And this definitely helped me practice and interview and get to know live, how to do it live for an hour with no breaks. So
wow.
It was excellent practice for
that's
me.
That's true, right?
Yes.
Now, can you tell people, I guess they'll have to follow you to find out.
Yeah, everybody follow
you
to find out.
Be, right?
Yeah, there's a photo shoot on the 28th and it's going to go so it can announce a cast, but it's for a new show and I'm moving and I'm really excited and it's exactly what I wanted and it was sort of my last shot since I'm super old and I need to make it, man.
No, it's not that you're super old, but you have put in 10 years in LA.
Yeah, I put in
a good decade,
and I've had ups and downs, but this is a big up, so this is good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So everybody's happy for you, I imagine.
Yes.
Your family's ecstatic.
Yes, everyone's excited. I think everyone's a little trepidatious, but everyone knew that my husband and I were like a little bit ready to kind of get out of LA. Once you're here for 10 years, you're either just like Angelino or you're like, I'm ready for my next adventure.
That's true.
And we were sort of itching for a new adventure. So
And you've lived in several places, so it's not new to you.
Right. I tend to move a lot. Yeah.
Right.
So this is my new adventure.
Right.
So I'm packing some warm clothes. It's going to be cold in Colorado, I think.
Really? Now even?
I don't know. I hear it's sunny and people are chill and there's...
Probably. I mean, look, the country's overheating like crazy.
Oh my god, I read about Death Valley when we were talking about it, and then in Phoenix it got too hot to fly.
Yeah, they can't fly over 117 degrees.
Oh my god.
And people are asking why, and they haven't really said or I haven't really read, but I imagine the plane just can't cool itself.
So my husband thought it was the wheels. I thought it was like, this is gonna sound like fake science. I thought it was because like when it gets hot, the heat rises.
Absolutely.
And there's something with like it can't like lift off, maybe because of the heat.
Yeah, maybe
density. I'm making up words.
No. Maybe the air gets thinner.
I think
or
that's
thicker,
what it is.
You know.
But I don't know what it
probably,
is.
Probably, but we need to look it up because
we're just saying
nobody
things.
Knows.
No. It's just dangerous.
Yeah,
it's
we just
a bad
know
idea.
That they couldn't take off. And it's amazing. You know, they had to cancel a lot of flights.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's Phoenix, and people are staying. One guy is in a camper at Death Valley. One dude. Usually there's like 200 people staying there, but one guy staying. It's the hottest it's been since like 1911.
Oh my god.
And the hottest I think it was 130. It's 127, and people are getting out just to take a picture. They call them weather warriors, and they go to like the hottest and coldest places on earth.
Really?
So there's a whole pilgrimage to Death Valley right now. Ooh. I say go to a pool.
I know.
I don't understand.
That's exactly why I decided I'm not going to do Burning Man after all.
I love all your decisions. I'm going to do this? No, now this is why I'm not.
I can't rough it up for that long.
No.
I mean, maybe
how
3 days.
How hot in a Schwitz like a chaser? You can't.
You know, and it's desert, Tori. It's sand and heat.
No, what are you going to do?
It's the biggest enemies.
It's just like, you're not in the, it's just, you want, if you want to be in the Sahara, go to the Sahara. But I don't understand it.
Yeah, you know, so, I mean, just to be around people and stuff, I can find people here to be around.
Yeah, you can
know?
Trip on acid with people here.
Right, don't exactly. If you want crowds, yeah. we've got plenty yeah. of it here.
You got people high on drugs, we got it here. We're fine.
Exactly. So why would I do that? I have no idea, and spend money on it. But it is an experience, but nevertheless, let me experience that with a few
air
good friends by
air
a river or a lake
oh,
or something.
Oh, yeah, some kind of water
know?
Source.
Yeah. Which, incidentally, I'll be going to, this is unusual for me to say I'm going on vacation, but next week I'm going just for a few days to Tahoe.
Oh, my
to
God.
To Lake Tahoe
look
with
at
some
you.
Friends. So, yeah, to me, it's very unusual.
That is amazing.
I know. So I managed to steal 3 days and actually go. And
right
before the 4th of July, so that'll be cool.
That's awesome.
Are you going to be moved already by then?
No, I'm moving. I'm going to D.C. for to visit my mom and dad because I'm a good little Jewish daughter.
Yes, you are.
And then I'm flying almost immediately out to Colorado after that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Catherine, what are you doing?
I'm lowering.
No, don't lower anything. It's supposed to be like that.
Okay.
We do have a guest, folks. We do have a guest. And we'll bring you in just a moment. We didn't ignore you, Catherine. Hold on just a second. Because I want to give Tori her due.
You oh, know? No, please.
I mean, no,
please,
really.
Good.
I mean, we'll continue talking about Tori and everything. But I wanted to tell you, you know, that you know, I'll enjoy going back over the archives and everything. You know, it'll be
we
really
had some
cool.
of our best debates ever, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, your smiling face will forever stay on the website. You guys can always go back, you know, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's part of your history. Yeah. And
it was funny because you had a lot of like hot mamas and then you had this weird educated feminist.
But it was never about being a hot mama.
Oh, no,
tell
I know.
It's just
that I know.
This is what shows up
I
in
know.
L.A. because everybody's an actor.
Exactly.
And also, don't tell me that you are not hot. Okay?
Oh, you're so
really?
Sweet.
I mean, I don't consider you like not hot.
No,
you know?
You're right.
I mean, you want someone that.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know that is.
I can shake it,
at,
like
you know?
I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, no, Tori. I mean, don't underestimate yourself.
Thank you.
I mean,
very
no,
much.
I think so. And
but
and
you were a joy to be with and debate with, and it was in a policy and a political climate in which I could hardly debate anyone because it was either Trump or nothing. You were someone I could actually have a very interesting, educated, intellectual debate with.
Right.
So
yeah.
Thank
because
you.
I was also open.
You were open, and
to
so was
you
and
were saying,
we were
you know?
We were open to each other, and I was,
right.
I'll never forget how we were. Respected each other, but we had great debates.
Yeah.
Great debates.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
It was
well,
a joy.
Yeah, and I got to tell you that I think I got the most comments as far as she's the best.
Oh,
she's really good.
I paid them all. No, I'm kidding.
I know.
No, I'm kidding.
But it's still meaningful.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Well, if you guys want to follow me, and I am Tori Shulman. It's TorySHulman. It's Twitter. It's Instagram. It's everything. And I'll let you know the big secret when it comes out. Woohoo!
Yes. So keep right there.
There you
I'm following go. Every day. But the day has come, folks. And we will have to say goodbye to Tori at the end of the show. It always sucks to say goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to move, too. That's stressful, right?
Yeah, but I do like a move. I'm someone who likes a move.
You like new things.
I'm an adventurer.
There you go. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue the show, but we're going to bring in our guest now.
Woo-hoo!
We're joined by Catherine. I didn't ask you, is it Lee?
Yes.
Yay.
Okay, it is Lee, because it's one E, so I wasn't sure. Okay, Catherine
make
Lee,
it easy.
Actress, comedian, probably model, too. You're
yes.
very beautiful.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, and we met you at the Comedy Store through Tori.
Yes.
You guys were both there, not last week, but the week before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, on the same show, yeah.
Right, it was Pretty Funny Women.
She killed, man.
She
Thank
killed.
You.
She
killed.
Was funny.
Thanks, Catherine.
Yeah, if she sounds mellow to you, you should see her routine. She's very mellow
it's
in
like
her routine.
She went right before me, and if you guys know me, I'm not mellow, and it was perfect, because it was like this yeah. mellow
Good
Merlot,
podcast.
And then this like shot of tequila.
But mellow is not to say not funny.
Oh,
I mean,
it's hilarious.
You went to places. I mean, you went to Insist and everything.
Yeah.
And I need to ask you about that because, God, man, that takes a lot of huevos, you know, whatever they
yeah.
call them. So
I'm going deep, you know.
Yeah, I know. Wow,
I mean, that's what I was taught to go deep, to dig deep.
Deep.
Okay.
But I mean, would you say anything for a laugh?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Really? She, so she 100%.
I mean, she said that.
I'm so desperate. I need it.
That's like the truth, man. That is so true. I would literally, if I'm ad-libbing with the audience, I'll say anything to get a laugh. It's true.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Well, I didn't realize that, Tori, but I don't think you do. Would you go to like incest jokes?
No, but I do, but I tend to stay away. I tend to stay away from. I do like a lot of like Jerry Seinfeld. The toilet paper's too thin. I mean, my jokes are kind of lame.
Yeah,
but hers are just like exciting, and you're always like, I like when she makes the audience kind of uncomfortable. That's what I like the most.
Yeah,
right. I like it.
So now, so you have to, as a comedian, you have to ahead of time decided on your pace, right? On your delivery and your presentation. So you decided that you're going to do it like as though you're like a jaded sort of person or something. I mean, that's how it kind of comes across. It's like, you know, you kind of...
Kind of deadpan.
Yeah. So explain your style to us.
My point of view premise so far is smart airhead.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Yeah.
What's a smart airhead?
My mom calls me an intellectual ditz. It's sort of the same thing. You're smart, but you just...
Yeah.
But no common sense or something? Or is that what it is?
No, like I act like I don't know what I'm like talking about or doing, but I actually do.
You know,
but
exactly.
I just make you think that I don't.
Oh, and it's way funnier. It's way funnier.
Yeah.
Because it makes you sort of like, wait, what is she? Does she know? Does she know that I don't know? I don't know. And she's like, I fucking know.
Right.
Wow.
That's basically it.
How long have you been doing comedy now?
I need to say 2 years. I haven't, though, but I'm just going to say 2 years.
There you
that's
go.
That's fine. If it's 2 years, look, that's what's on record now.
You're killing it for two
years. Okay, for 2 years, that's fine. Were you born in L.A.? Are you originally from here?
Born and raised, yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm very Americanized.
Very unusual.
She's very an L.A. girl.
Not Asian at all. I look Asian, but I'm not.
I see. It's like having an Asian accent and saying, no, I was born here.
Yeah.
Right. Except that, you know what I'm saying?
She's the most Los Angeles girl I know.
Yeah, you
right.
know.
I've never been to Asia. I eat sushi with a fork. It's like really bad.
That's a joke. You gotta be shitting me.
No. Wait, can we cuss on?
Yeah, you can.
Of course. Yeah.
Really? Anything? Say anything? Anything.
Yeah.
There's no FCC.
No, I'm just like.
You don't want to tell her this though. She's my girl.
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm like, fuck the chopstick. It's so much work. I'd rather just use a fork. It's so much easier.
Well, that depends. Although, you know, to me, it's like I can never eat Asian food without chopsticks because. It sort of like adds to the experience for me because I don't use it all the time. Now, you obviously, you know, so you use fork all the time. It's not like you use chopsticks.
My mother-in-law cuts her sushi in with a fork and knife, and I go, what are you doing? And that's I show awesome. Her how I eat it with a chopstick, the whole thing, and she goes, well, I'm not going to eat it like that. And I'm like, well, that's how you're supposed to eat
it. Yeah, right?
It's hilarious.
I know, they don't want the whole big bite, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
That's so funny.
To me, it's hard to sometimes still, I don't eat all kinds of sushi, you know? It's sort of like I draw the line.
I'm a pussy. I'm like, California roll with fake crab.
Exactly. You know, something like that, you know?
I'm bad.
Some tempura or something.
All fried.
Shrimp, you know.
I'll have sushi with Brussels sprouts. They have Brussels sprouts now at sushi restaurants. I love it. That's what I order. Sushi and Brussels sprouts.
Very healthy. That's very healthy. That's very good. Are your parents Asian at all in terms of like their ethos? Are they Asian in
their
background?
Yeah, they're very traditional, very Asian.
Wow.
Yes.
So how do they deal with you?
They just have to. They just have to. They don't want to. They just have to.
That is so funny. Now, you have a brother, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any other siblings or just a brother?
And two sisters.
Oh, wow. And are they like you at all in this, like, really sharp way or no?
No. So opposite. They're very, like, sheltered, very shy.
Wow.
Very,
you're like the outcast.
Yeah.
You're the rebel.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just like Rachel, too.
Yeah.
So I guess all the rebels end up being comics,
right?
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what we end up being.
No, what was it? So were you rebellious when you were growing up compared to your siblings, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Probably the only child that was rebellious.
Are you the youngest?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, you're the oldest. Interesting.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating turn of events here.
They're very strict with me.
Uh-huh.
And I just had to rebel.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel you. I love it.
So obviously that made it difficult for you and for your parents, right? growing up.
Well, she felt good. They felt terrible.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No, I would imagine, you know, if they were trying to, like, contain her and she's uncontainable, you know.
There's some tension
she'd
there.
She'd have a problem,
I
too.
I can see, like, what a troublemaker I was. I was so bad. I was a bad kid. You would never think it now. You would never think it. The things that I did as a child.
That's interesting. But that's what makes you what you are today, you know? I mean, so there you go.
It leads to funnier people.
I think.
Yes.
So you grew up, what part of L.A.? In a good part of L.A.? A tough part of L.A.?
So Long Beach, LBC.
Long Beach, that's a good
where
area.
Everyone's coming from.
That's
really?
A good area. Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
where
yeah.
That's where I was born and then moved to Redondo, Manhattan. Then moved to OC, Orange County.
So nice areas. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. So you grew up in an upper middle class, I would say.
Yes.
Very I can feel cool. her being very like South Bay, like cool, laid back. Like,
Yeah, I'm very laid back, very chill. I think that's where my
very California.
Comes.
Yeah.
It is. It's very California. Such a, she is a California girl.
Yes.
I'm like the Washington, D.C. girl. Excuse me. I got my newspaper.
Yeah.
You're the opposite. I
and then
it.
You have like the Valley girls that can't stop talking. You know?
Yeah.
You know? I remember the Valley girl phenomenon that was here in the 70s.
Clueless.
80s, in the
90s.
Oh. 80s,
like,
actually.
Oh my God.
I'm going to the mall.
Yeah, was it 90s? Maybe it was
90s.
Well,
Clueless. Yeah. Clueless came out and that 90s. Was the epitome
That's true,
of
yeah.
the Valley girl.
That's yeah. true, yeah. They actually, the Sherman Oaks Mall was an enclosed 3-level mall. The one that you go to now with mm-hmm. is like P.F. Chang's and stuff.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know? I don't know if you know the area. You probably don't. But it was a huge mall, and that's where they filmed it.
Yeah.
So it was a different world back then.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
was, you know. Today, if you notice, they're closing down malls, but they're opening up like open-air ones.
Yes. yes.
Right?
Walking around
for
with your
here.
Dog. Yeah, for here, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, you know, it really right. fits.
Yeah.
And I saw there's a restaurant here on Ventura Boulevard called Tequila,
mm-hmm.
and they opened and they were like trying to look for ways to really bring more people. And every time I passed by there, I realized they're not doing that well.
Oh.
Not that many people.
Maybe because
stuff.
The name is Tequila.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but they do have a chain. I think there's one
oh,
in Hollywood.
Really?
So, but you know what they did though is that I noticed they opened up a patio. In front of the restaurant, yeah. suddenly you see a lot of people.
Yeah.
So there you go. You have
Are you
to
talking about La Tejana's right here?
No, not this one. No,
okay, because there is a place like right down the block called La Tejana's, and I've never been in. And it's actually kind of hard to eat outside in L.A. It's weird.
Right.
It's either a rooftop or it's really expensive. It's not easy to get like a beer and a taco and like have a good time outside. It's
right.
not that easy.
Right.
So there's a place called La Tejana's. There's some cornholing. You get a cheap beer, taco. I'm finding this now. I should have been there the whole time. Anyway, it's right in a. It's right here, so everyone should go check it out if you're in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, wow.
I had a great time.
Oh. Yeah.
I learned I'm not a good cornholer. That's where you throw the beanbag game in the hole.
Oh. Yeah.
Me
yeah, it turned out I am quite bad.
So, Catherine, what part of town do you live in now? Are you like in Hollywood? Right?
Hollywood.
Yeah,
girl. That's pretty much where everybody lives, you know, Hollywood or West Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, Rachel lives next to me. Yeah, close by.
You
me.
And Rachel are similar. It's very
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, we are.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you guys meet
like
for the first time at the show the other day?
Yeah. Huh? No. We've known each other for a while, and we've been like, yeah, we've been helping each other out, like telling each other like what shows to go on or who to like talk to.
It's your squad.
And meet.
Yeah.
Your
you,
comedy squad.
Did you meet at Lisa's class? Like Tori, you were in Lisa's
yeah.
class.
Yeah,
right? I was in Lisa's class. Yeah, she was there. She was at the show. Oh, because she does social media.
Media for Lisa.
Right.
So that's how I met her.
Oh, I see.
And we clicked.
How cool.
Yeah, she's great. The both yeah. of them are fantastic. You can tell backstage, I don't know if you know this, but I've been doing it for forever. And backstage, you sort of know right away who you're going to go and hang out with backstage and who some people are practicing with their ears closed and they're rocking and they're nervous. And I'm like, who wants to get a drink and chill out?
Right.
Those are my squad. You know
right.
what I mean? So I was like, hey, Catherine,
yeah,
I'm going
I'm
to you.
At that level now. Yeah,
yeah you're there. Yeah. Oh, you're
yeah.
there. You had a very open, inviting
yeah.
feeling. And Rachel's like, I don't give a fuck. And I was like, awesome. I love
it.
She did it. She's a rebel too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you had a pretty decent childhood here, right? Not a tough childhood, would you say?
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I was a bad
like,
kid, but yeah,
but you were like
that,
life was
good,
easy.
Good family.
Yeah,
good family, no problems. Good. So after that, did you go to college after school?
Yeah, so I went to Cal State Fullerton and got my bachelor's
nice.
In sociology, entertainment studies, and
wow.
then
so
I
she
went,
is smart.
I went to
sociology,
like,
entertainment studies.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's that about? Tell us a little bit about that. What does it really focus on?
entertainment, just all over entertainment. I mean, I did this one project. I got an A in. I interviewed Gary Marshall.
That's awesome. We just
did a lot of stuff like that. We just did projects about radio, movie, TV. Like, I know they had a degree in that. It's called entertainment studies.
That's awesome.
So you're like, yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, right.
Do you learn the business as well, like the background of the business?
Everything. Yeah. That was so long ago. Yes, I learned everything.
That's awesome.
And then I minored in sociology. Because then I went on to Loyola Marymount. I got my master's.
Jesus.
Oh, Lord. In what there?
In counseling?
Counseling psychology.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So that's what you wanted to get into?
Yes.
Okay. Did you end up getting into it?
I didn't. You know, I love studying the mind. I love studying psychology. I couldn't think about sitting there and listening to
other people's problems.
I had to sit in with a therapist and, you know, like, I had to listen to this kid talk about how he, like, poked this other kid in the eye with a pencil. Yeah. And I was like,
I'm uncomfortable. Like,
yeah, I don't know if I could do that. Plus, it was just a lot of things. Plus, I was young looking. I'm like, I don't want to get in a situation where my client's trying to hit on me or something.
She is very hot. She's very hot.
So
we got Chrissy Teigen over here.
I'm going to wait until I get older, but much older, because I still look like I'm young.
And also you must have had the entertainment bug in you too.
Yeah, I did.
You just couldn't give it up.
It was very good for me to have, though. I'm really happy that I studied psychology, because I've used it so much.
I bet.
Yeah, and it's something to fall back on anyway, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, the comedy is not always going to pay the bills. Yeah. You know?
When does it ever pay the
bills?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's an Asian thing, obviously, as you could see, that I had to get my master's in order to get my parents to back off from it.
Exactly. Wow.
So that's my other explanation of why I got those degrees.
That's awesome.
But that's pretty cool. I mean, you put in 6 years in school, you know, right?
Yes. Hell yeah.
Pretty cool.
But like a psychologist and someone with a background in the mind is very good as a comic, because you can kind of fuck with the audience a bit.
Yeah.
And she did. I mean, you were like, there was this one girl that just went in my head and I couldn't get out, and was like, that's Catherine.
That's true. And luckily we saw you outside.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, that's my Catherine.
I know. So that was cool. And in case you liked her too,
I said
ask her. So I asked you to come on the show.
Yes.
And that's how you ended up here. So that's cool. And that's what you got to do. I guess
stand
you
got to
mingle. Yeah. And you got to mingle with the audience and stuff. You never know who's there, right?
Yes.
There you go.
And I mingle because I like applause and vanity. Literally, that's the only reason. And like free drinks. Like that's it. Someone will be like, you were so funny. Oh my God, I can't believe you. And I'm planning it the whole time. Like, come on.
Yeah, usually the real comics go, and I'm sorry, the comics, I didn't mean to say real
comics.
No,
please.
But usually comics go in and out. They go from show to show,
so
they
have four shows.
They don't stay and mingle.
That's right.
They just hop in and out.
Right.
And
really? The same evening?
Because they'll have three shows a night and have to run to the Laugh Factory.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But like,
okay, but when you get to that point, you say, fuck the fans.
Yeah, right? I want the fans, so we want the fans.
Yeah, I do. Exactly.
Even if I get to that point, I'm still going to stick around for the vanity.
Right. I've noticed that like comics get the lowest amount of followers compared to like the models and the ones that...
Yeah.
The
people always go for tits and ass.
They don't care
about
the fans. You made a good point about them not caring about the fans. They don't care. They just want to do the work.
Right. And that's interesting, because the more they don't care, the more popular they kind of get, in terms of like, you don't see like Sarah Silverman chatting with fans. She's like, fuck it, I'm out. Like, that's how. But I'm not like that. That's why I never was a real comic, because I'm a host. I like people. I like
you
to chat. Thanks, boo boo. But I do. I'm never like, if you're a comic, you kind of are kind of like, there's an icy part of you that's like, I got to move on. I got to go on. I got to go on the road alone.
Right.
And I've never had that.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. I have noticed that.
Yeah.
You know,
I've edgy.
Met a lot of comics over the years, and they do have that.
Like, I got it. I'm solo. I'm loner.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, people!
Yeah, I am same way, too.
Exactly.
So that begs the question. Okay, so you went, you put in a lot of time into school, into something you actually enjoyed. So what did you decide after school? I mean, did you actually start working in that?
Oh, wow. So while I was in school, I have a very long but good story. I went to a Laker game, and I wanted to... So this was a very long time ago.
I'm so excited to hear this.
I can't imagine how old she is that she keeps saying that, right?
I know. You're like 13, right?
I went to a Laker game, and I wanted to wear something cute. There wasn't anything cute. And there was this guy there, and I was like, hey, I want to wear something, like, do you have anything else? Because I can't find anything here. And he was like, oh, well... can you draw? And I'm like, yeah, I can probably draw. And he was like, all right, come next time and bring me something and maybe I'll make it. And he was like, okay. So I did that. I brought it in, and he was actually the buyer of the Team LA store at the Staples Center. And then him and I started working together, and I started designing clothes for the NBA.
What?
Yeah. So that's what happened during school. It helped me pay my bills. Yeah. So I did that for a very long time. Yeah, I
was designed, it for women that you were doing?
Yeah, like, women's only.
That's awesome.
I did it for a very long time. So it was called more of, like, I was a specialty vendor. I designed for certain teams, not all of the NBA, just the ones that I had deals with.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were they cute shirts, like crop tops
like
and
rhinestones,
like bedazzled?
Bling, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's. And that just started with the whole Alyssa Milano
thing. I was going to say Alyssa Milano was the one who
I started first. And then she just, you know, has more money, the bigger budget, the bigger name. And she just, like, went full force. Well, she had a contract with baseball.
Right. She had a line first. For MLB. That's right.
And then she branched into basketball.
So it was you first.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. So you literally went up to some random dude.
Yeah.
That is so exciting.
Yeah. And then in between, I did my first entertainment experience was a music video. I did a music video. It was for Paris Hilton. So that was my first entertainment experience. And then I got the bug.
What did you do with Paris Hilton?
Dance. I was a dancer.
Oh, in the music video.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton, if you don't know, is also a singer. Or rapper. Yeah. Or DJ, I'm sorry. And she had music videos.
Yeah.
Back
well, at least she tried to be, no?
Yeah, she's still going. She's
is
still
she
trying.
Good at it?
She can. She's good. She goes to Ibiza. Ibiza.
She has a good thing going.
She's got her little
I didn't realize that. Yeah. I thought she sort of disappeared. So this company was called what? Rivian Activewear? Is that how you pronounce it?
Rivian.
Rivian. Wow. So that's pretty cool, you know?
See, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that's how you do it, Sam. You got to go up to random people. You got to cold call. She just went up to someone and said, here, I can do it. She put herself out there.
Yeah.
And then she started designing for the NBA.
Yeah.
You got to have some balls. I
you
really have to tell
balls.
You. You know, you got to stand out because you can't be like the rest of the crowd. Then nobody sees you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, imagine. Chutzpah right here.
Right. You know, imagine like a sea of resumes coming in and something, right?
Yeah.
So you got to stand out somehow, you know, and don't do it in a bad way either, you know. Some people are like, you say send me this and this, they don't send anything. It's like, tell me more about the position. It's like, fuck you. you tell me about yourself first, you know. I ask for
now. There's like a fight happening between people for no reason.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
But it takes balls. It takes, I think, if anyone can listen to the legacy that I've left on the show, it takes balls. And actually it takes a vagina, because balls are very sensitive and vagina takes a pounding. That's what Betty White always says.
I love her.
Balls are very fragile.
Oh, I know. I didn't know you're leaving and you're moving.
I'm moving.
Oh, my God.
isn't it like, I know, a sad day for me.
Sad day for me.
But I'm also happy.
Show.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I'm here.
That's
why I was
thing.
Like, I know, I have to leave.
That's the thing. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
And because otherwise we would have sat here and talked about Tori when she wasn't here anymore.
Yeah.
So at least today we're talking about her while she's in the room.
I'm just fascinated on someone who can go up to strangers and be like, this isn't what I want. Do you have what I want? And that's just what you need to do. And he's like, can you draw? Yeah, I guess. That's
I was
awesome.
So brave when I was younger.
Yeah, me too.
I keep saying that. I don't know if I could do that now.
I was going to say, would you do that now?
I don't know. It depends.
Yeah. It's a little, you're a little safer
it
now.
It depends, yes.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It depends. I was so ballsy when I was younger.
Mm.
I don't know if I can do that
Yeah,
now.
I traveled all through Europe. Now I can't go to a CVS parking lot alone. I told them, my big fear.
And that's amazing because you traveled alone sometimes?
Always.
Right?
Went to Vienna, went to Switzerland, wow. Munich, Oktoberfest. But now I'm like, ooh, CVS. Ooh,
something happened to
Yeah, I'm same way. Who wants to walk me to CVS?
I cannot go alone.
So, Tori, I'm willing to bet something happened along the way. It had to be something traumatic.
And what it was is something like I lost my CVS like ticket. Like it was something. I always have a fear that I'm going to hold up the whole line. It's nothing that bad happened. It was just, it's a fear of causing like a big embarrassing moment
in front of everybody.
In front of everyone.
Right.
It's a thing. It's a parking lot thing. Right. I don't know.
Well, so. You know, and this is a good segue for just a moment about this thing, the exact same thing. I've decided I'm giving a Black Mirror after the third episode that I've seen.
I'm so sorry.
I saw the one with the boy masturbating in front of his computer, and they videotaped him, and then they started blackmailing him. You've never seen that?
Oh, is that the third of the new one? Black Mirror?
Yeah. Black Mirror. It's season three,
episode
three.
So it's a new one. I haven't seen. I just saw the fourth.
You've never seen that one?
I skipped that one.
Oh, my God.
Was it terrible?
I can't watch these things anymore.
Okay, yeah. It's your
heart. That's another British one.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? But, I mean, this guy's like, imagine another real thing.
Yeah,
you know. I'm not going to tell you how it turns out. But this guy, his camera, what you are afraid of the most is that your laptop camera is going to film you or record you
when the green light goes on. With no reason.
No, but that's the thing. When they hack it, the green light's not even going to go on. Wow. You won't even know.
I know.
That's why you got to cover that.
With a piece of tape.
But then you got to start thinking, well, is it my TV? My phone definitely has a camera in there. Everything you hold today has a camera, right? So this kid was just like looking at pictures, masturbating in front of his computer. It was videotaped. They sent him an email with the video, and they said, you do what we're telling you to do. And the rest of it, I'm not going to tell you, but
it was horrible.
Imagine the feeling when you realize this. They tell you, we're going to release this to the world if you don't do what we tell
you. Yeah.
Right?
And that happened. I mean, the kid videotaped his roommate, sent it to everyone, and the roommate ended up killing himself, and he went to jail. And he was put on involuntary manslaughter. And this is Black Mirror is so scary because this is happening now.
I'm not even kidding. Right?
Yeah, there's a girl that did that.
Exactly. Boy. There's a girl. There's the famous one is of the boy roommate who had video cameras in their dorm room and caught him masturbating. And then,
That's horrible. That's horrible, right? I mean, where do you stand then? And that's what I'm saying. I think that Black Mirror is making me a pessimistic person about the future.
Brooks and I can only take one every other month. I mean, it is hardcore.
It's hard to deal with. Have you seen any of it at all? Have you ever watched
on
Netflix?
I got him onto it. Now I'm sad that I got him onto
it. You know,
I'm so sorry.
But it's because she associated it with the Twilight Zone, but so does everybody else. It's like standalone episodes, like the Twilight Zone, where you have like twists and things like that
about technology.
Human nature. Sure. But here it's more about technology and stuff. So
you would like it. It's very psychological, and it's about how it's like it always takes place about 20 years in the future from now. So things aren't that different, but they're like enough different. Mm-hmm. So like one episode has Bryce Dallas Howard, and in order to get food, you have to have enough likes. Like it becomes currency, like money, and people are just trying to like everything you do. So it becomes like, you know how we all like each other's stuff. It becomes like, in order to have food, you have to have enough likes.
It's
like, what can it become? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we rate each other, and everybody knows your rating.
Wow.
So it's a cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
It
you would like it. Yeah. It's a BBC original, and then it moved to Netflix. It's three seasons. There are about eight episodes, but John Hamm's in one. I know. Great episode. So it's great acting, but it'll fuck you up.
Yeah.
The first episode is real messed up.
Yeah, that's it. And I haven't watched that one.
I'm not allowed to tell him that one.
Tori told me because I won't be able to unsee it,
right? No, you won't. No.
You can't unsee what you're...
And it's the same thing. The Prime Minister of London is told that one of the princesses has been kidnapped. And in order to save the kidnapped princess, he goes out to all of London and says, you have to have sex with a pig on live TV. And it's incredible. At first, you're like, well, of course not, right? And then you're like, they show pictures of the princess. And you're like, well, he has to save her. And then it becomes like not funny anymore. And the people at the bars aren't laughing. And then it's this weird, what do you do? And it's like, it's real. I mean, it's so interesting.
Right? It's always the situations where they trap you with personal shit.
Yeah,
you know?
And technology.
And it's really scary. I mean, we don't want to give up our privacy. This one, you're masturbating for crying out loud. That's the ultimate private thing, you know? You can't do that.
That and confession.
What the fuck?
Very, very private. Therapy and masturbating.
I don't know how many people do confession anymore.
I know. Therapy, though.
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
You do confession?
I do.
So how many times a week or months are you doing this confession?
Well, I try to go during holidays. Nice. And it's not that I try. It's just I'm around my family and, you know, I just don't want to hear it. So I just go.
Nice.
And it's so funny. There was one the last time I met, I think it was Easter. And like, you know, my parents like to go early to get in front of the line. And then like I like came late. But then like it's a... I came, but when I came late, like the line got confused. The priest wanted to go here, so I ended up being first, and everyone was giving me dirty looks. And I'm like, "All right, guys, like I'm, you know, I just came. I don't know what's going on." So I come first, and then like, you know, I was like, "Listen, I got a lot of stuff going on."
Oh, is this your compassion booth? Okay, this is so funny.
Listen, so let's just keep it short. Let's just say I've been bad. I literally said that. I don't really mind saying that. Let's just say I've been really bad, and I just. Please forgive me, because this is going to be too long to, like, go over. And then he was like, all right, you know, like, say the act of contrition. And then I walk out, and I turn around. My sisters are, like, giving me so dirty looks. And I was like, why are you giving me dirty looks? Like, I try to keep it short. They're just, like, they're, like, looking at me, like, and pointing at the line. I'm like, are you guys serious? They just like to fuck with me. I was like, I kept it short. I didn't even tell him. I just was like, I'm bad.
Continue on.
Yeah.
That's like in A League of Their Own, Madonna goes in to confess and the priest like falls out and gives himself a Hail Mary. He's like, too much confession. It's awesome. Too many realness.
Yeah.
I've never gone to a confession. I'm not allowed. Have you been to a confession?
No, I've never been to one. No, yeah. It's not in the Jewish religion to do that. You know, we have like a confession once a year on Yom Kippur and stuff. And
are you Israeli?
Yes.
Yeah, I could tell. I almost converted into Judaism.
What?
Are you serious? Well, yes. For an Israeli? Did you meet an Israeli guy? Or
I met a lot, but it wasn't for an Israeli guy.
It was for you.
So why did you want to? That's very interesting.
To conquer the world.
Wow. Well, I'll give you some lessons about Judaism and how to convert it. And
how to conquer the world. I started. Well, what happened was, I dated it. So I moved to New York for 2 years. I dated this Jewish guy, and he's like, I can't date you because I can't marry you because you're not Jewish. Like, so there's no point. Meaning, he knows that I wanted a future, and he was like, well, there's no point in... So that was nice of him. There's no point in dating if we can't have a future.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? Well, no, he probably didn't want me to.
Right.
He wanted to have Jewish kids. He wanted a real Jewish woman. And he probably didn't want me... We just met, like... 2 weeks in, and he probably didn't want me to like go through that for him.
That's true. That's
a long process.
He was sparing you the trouble. Yeah,
and then
that's very nice.
Then I got into real estate, and then I noticed that they all, you know, Jewish people like to help each other.
We have a good little mafia going.
Then I was like, all right, I'm going to convert. I'm really
just to get the business perks.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to convert. I Googled, who is Ivana Trump's rabbi? No, this is a true story. And I found who he was. And
she converted.
I went to him. Yeah, she converted.
Wow. I know. I have my cousin, his wife converted. It happens a lot, it seems.
Yeah.
But then again, there's conversion the other way, too, which sucks, I think. You know, people leave in Judaism and stuff, but people are joining the religion for different reasons. You obviously for business reasons.
I love it. It's like
I was really angry. I'm kidding. I was like,
Do you think they would sense that if you try to convert based on that?
I love it.
Judaism is probably the hardest religion to convert into.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And it got too hard.
And you know what they do? They also make the spouse, quote unquote, convert with you. Yeah. In other words, make you really deep into the religion. So, like me, I'm Jewish, but if I married someone who had to convert, I would have to go through all the shit she does, which is a lot of fucking religious bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of rituals.
Yeah.
So you better think about that. You know?
You have to become Orthodox.
Yes.
I have to study into the Orthodox Judaism.
You just study, but you don't have to stay in it. That's the whole point, you know? I mean, once you go through it and stuff, then you live a normal life.
But it's tough. I mean, you really have to be there.
It's tough.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
In order to be Jewish, I had to go under the Orthodox.
Yeah, you do. You do.
It's funny, like that part in Seinfeld where the doctor, the dentist, turns Jewish. He converts so he can do the Jewish jokes.
Oh.
He can get in on the Jewish jokes. He's like, I love those jokes.
Oh my God,
I love it. He's like, I want to be part of the joke. Jerry's like, you can't be doing this. What are you doing?
That's funny.
God, it's so funny.
Whoa. You know, I mean, hopefully one day you'll be writing, you know, like for comedy and shit like that, Tori, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or, I mean, can't you see her like doing just about anything
that
people throw at her, you know, in entertainment? I mean,
except like today I went to go take a picture of myself, like it's a selfie, and I clean the camera on the back of the phone. And I'm like,
I do that.
I'm very dumb at the same time. Just very stupid.
Look, there's just too many things.
Like I was like, and then I was cleaning this. And my husband's like, that's not where the camera is. Yeah.
But it's not about being stupid.
No,
I think
that's just,
you know, we take in so much fucking information that, you know, how do you sort it all in your mind? You know, it's really tough. So, I mean, I do stupid things sometimes too, you know?
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah. So, it's not, I don't think it's stupidity. It's just like absent-mindedness or something, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. So, Catherine, so this is cool now. So we were talking about this, that segue into Black Mirror and all this shit. So, check this out now. You want to hear this one. So, now they're developing technology that is going to sense how you move your mouse.
Your mouse. I thought you said mouse.
No.
I
mouse.
I saw that. The
your computer
dot.
Mouse.
The little dot. I saw something like that.
No. Let me tell you. They can sense, like, when they ask you a quiz, right?
They know where your mouse is going.
Yeah, so they know where your mouse is going, right? Okay. And then they can tell whether you're lying or not.
Oh, yeah. I read about this today. So computers can tell if you're lying or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Through how you move your mouse based on questions.
Because it's either like an instinctual, I'm going to the right. I'm going to the left slowly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. You know, like for example, if they ask you, for example, they give an example, your zodiac sign, right? Mm-hmm. If you know it, you'll say it right away. Right. If you're lying about it or something, it'll probably take you a few seconds.
But just know that technology like that is still flawed. So, for instance, a polygraph machine that measures your lie, if you're lying, with your breath and your heart rate, all of that is inadmissible now in court. So it's interesting because it's not 100% accurate.
Right.
So you worry.
Not in court, but you know what? People have used it for a lot of
uses. It helps with like finding leads, but it also has caused a lot of problems with wrongful incarcerations.
Right.
So you got to be careful when technology starts to tell you if you're lying or not. That's where, and again, what do I always say at the show? We're turning into robots.
Right.
We're turning into
robots.
There
we go with the Black Mirror again.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck this story.
You're so scared.
I don't want to go there anymore, you know? A more pleasant thing is they have a new Ken doll now.
Yes.
For Barbie. Did you hear about that one?
Oh my God, it looks
They've
fantastic.
They've got a few cool ones, and they're also handsome.
New hairstyles.
Even with a man bun.
It's all new races, new hairstyles, new outfits.
Yes.
It's like finally Ken is in some like cheesy 1950s dude with no penis.
Right. And now they're dressed modern
and
everything.
They look cool.
You know, like beach clothes and shit like that.
Cool.
Sunglasses, different shades of skin. You know, even a white guy, but a lot of tan. You know, the sunglasses.
Well, Ken was always like, I'm very interested in this. I was actually turned on by several of them uncomfortably because they were all dolls. And we realized that. But I was like, oh, that guy's hot. So is that guy. But also, Ken himself really needed a makeover.
Yeah.
I mean, Barbie and Ken were so old-fashioned and so non-real and so 1950s American. I mean, we needed some kind of update. You know what I mean?
But
something.
What I'm saying, this is not one. I mean, this is not like one that they would paint in brown or something, you know, like the same one. But
no, they're releasing.
I mean,
Mattel's
these are like different
it, yeah.
dolls. I'm looking at 10 different ones here.
So finally,
different Kens.
So finally, you can find your own Ken
I'll
that
you
turns you on as a young child. It makes your, you know, you feel things.
Yeah, you know, it's all very colorful.
Okay, really,
totally
cool.
diverse type of dolls.
I think that's great.
Yeah, and they're all Ken.
I mean, imagine being someone of color walking into Barbies in the 1990s, and there's just nothing.
Right.
There's no one that looks
Nobody
like
that
you.
Looks
Zero
like you.
Barbie.
I was gonna say there's no Asian Barbie.
Asian
now they're
Barbies.
Going all crazy.
Right.
I like the blonde Barbies.
Yeah. You're a California girl.
Yeah.
Though. I always wanted the Barbie to have glasses because I always had glasses. And they were always like, Barbie would never have glasses. And I was like, well, then fuck Barbie.
Yeah. You know what? The only ones that look Asian here have man buns, both of them. What do you think about that? I mean, why? I don't know.
Like a island.
Pacific Islander.
Maybe.
So for the Samoan kids that want the Samoan Barbies.
Yeah, but they don't even barely look Asian. I mean, you can't really see anybody that looks that Asian. Look at it. Right?
Yeah.
So, Tori, did you get to see the
picture? Yeah, I noticed that, too.
Yeah. You know, like maybe this one, right?
But, so you know, we're at least they're trying. I'm going to say, this is not... Mattel is usually known as being a very... anti-feminist mm-hmm. sort of, Barbie's always been the sort of icon of anti-feminism. It's really moving. It's moving into work Barbie, mom is a work mom Barbie. Mm-hmm. They're really trying. Yeah, so yeah. At least they're moving into the pool of, we're representing other people of color. Right. I'm excited they're literally yeah. just moving away from Ken.
Yeah.
God, Ken was so asexual. I had no feelings for him whatsoever. He didn't even have nothing. No expression. He was so boring.
Whoa.
Ugh. He was like Scott Disick. He was nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
all. Oh, well, what you going to do?
Yeah.
Catherine Lee, so you do comedy now. Where can people find you if they want to follow you, see your comedy live? You yeah. perform around town.
Follow my Instagram, Catherine Lee _, KATHRYNLE _. I have a Twitter, I have a Catherine Lee, a Facebook Catherine Lee. So yeah, I just, shows pop up as they come along. Like tonight I have a show at Flappers.
Flappers is the best. Really cool. Which room yeah. are you in? The Yoohoo room or the main room?
No, it's at 10 p.m.
So if you're in the Yoohoo room, just so you guys know, and you know, it's very small.
Yeah.
So just right. don't be prepared. Yeah. There's tiny.
And a tough room. You
it's
know?
Probably Yoohoo. It's a tough room. So yeah. Sam saw me kind of bomb in that room. But we don't talk about that on the air. But it is a... And also, I usually do very well in that. But it's quite small. And yeah. the acoustics are weird. So get intimate.
Right.
Here yeah, we're discouraging her. Yeah. No, it's actually a great place.
It
You'll
is.
Do great.
It is great.
It's amazing. No, really.
You're fine.
Yeah, I did it once. It is a tough room because yeah. it's and not many people.
It yeah. was at one point come. We had to shut it down because not enough people were in the audience. Yeah,
that sucks, man.
But that would suck. Oh, because dude. I don't want to drive all the way over.
Dude, I drove all the way and then I was like, well, now I'm gonna go get a beer because I'm sick of this. Was terrible, but yeah. it really is. It's comedy's like that. You can. We had a room that was packed full. The main room, Catherine. You know when oh, you yes. went, and then you can have a room the next night and it's empty. I mean, wow. it's just like you got to live
it's
like
tough.
That.
It's tough. Yeah. A comic's life is hard. Yeah, yeah. It's not easy. So. And Catherine, currently, so do you still have like something in business that you do other than the comedy? I mean,
so yeah, I do stand up and then I do sketches. I shoot comedy sketches 2-3 times a week with like different groups of social influencers. They don't all work together. So I like have like 2-3 groups that I just shoot with 2-3 times a week. And then, yeah, now I have a following. So I get, like, people, message me to do promo skits. I just did one the other day. So, like, photo, like, post for merchandise.
Wow.
So that, and then skits for merchandise or skits for pay, whatever, you know, now. Yeah. And then I do events, like, kind of like a business myself.
Uh-huh. Wow. You should become an LLC, my love.
Yeah, I have one.
Like, wow, you are so freaking smart. I love it.
Trademark your name, yeah.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I already have a corporation.
Oh, myself. Yeah. No, I have an LLC, but not of my name.
You should do yourself. You could also get a business card and deduct things.
Okay. Yes, folks, that's Catherine Lee with one E, L-E. Can't get any simpler than that, no. right? Yeah. I mean, what a cool name, you know?
It's not like Tori Shulman. It real falls off the tongue. Well, yeah. Tori Shulman. It's like a full mouth of lamb.
Now, so is this Chinese, Lee?
Vietnamese.
Okay.
It's
wow,
actually awesome. Lei, but I
Lei.
Just,
Lei that's what I thought.
So much easier.
It's Lei. You should have us call you Lei, Catherine Lei.
No.
Yeah, you should have told us.
Yeah.
Okay, but you go with Catherine Lee, so yeah. that's easier for people, and they yeah. don't. They don't.
It's annoying when they
typecast
like,
you.
Yeah, yeah, you can't like, be like that. Yeah, I know yeah. what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't typecast you and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having
You're
me.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're so
and
funny.
And much continued success to you. You know,
oh,
I mean,
thank you
absolutely.
So much.
And back to Tori.
And please,
back
no,
to Tori.
No.
Last couple minutes.
Last couple minutes. I feel like I'm dying.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I don't want to say what you know, like last words and stuff. I don't want to think about it as the last time, but I gotta tell you, you know, the experience for me has been amazing.
Good, I'm glad.
You know, you've been here for what, almost a year,
almost
a little
a year.
Short of a year, and you were dedicated and you put in the best that you could,
thank
and
you.
It was amazing.
Thank
you know,
you.
I mean, you were dedicated to the whole time. You know, you posted about the show, you cared about it. And I notice all these things.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you.
So I'm always going to be one of your biggest fans.
Thanks, Sam.
You know?
That's so nice. And if I come back to LA, y'all be hearing me on the radio. Don't worry. I'll be coming in here. Who's in my seat?
Yeah, no. I mean, even... And, whenever you have a free
Trust
moment,
me.
You want to call us
in.
On the show.
Oh, I will.
You know, it'll be awesome, Tori. But we really all wish you only the best.
Thanks,
you know,
Sam.
I mean, and to your family and everything. Maybe
Thank
next
you.
Time we see you, you'll have a your family will be bigger.
Oh.
You know? Who knows? But the pressure's on. You know.
Yes.
So you never
yeah,
know.
I know that my mother's the Jewish mother thing. Get
yeah.
the grandchildren.
I know you'll have to face that eventually, sooner or later.
I'm getting old, man. I'm getting old. But it was such an honor, such a pleasure, and for someone who didn't have a lot going on in their career to have something every day that was live, human to human contact, interviewing, it really kept me on my game. So thank you for the opportunity.
You
it
got
was
it,
wonderful.
You got it. And we'll take a picture together, just the two of us.
You got it.
When we took all together pictures with guests, we'll take one with you too. Don't worry.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Okay, we have to take a picture with Catherine.
I got to put my makeup on.
Yeah, I have to have a little memory of you being here because
I'm so excited.
Not only are you
Tori,
funny,
thanks.
But you're very beautiful and we wish you nothing but the best. And yeah, stay away from the Jewish guys, you know what I mean?
I like them.
I know.
They're the best. They're
yeah,
the Menches.
But they won't marry you. Okay, and on that note, folks, Tori, thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, guys. It
All
was been
best.
A pleasure.
This
thank
is a farewell
guys.
To you.
Thanks
and thanks,
me.
Everybody. Thank you, Catherine. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. And I guess the new combination Ooh. Is going to turn out. So we'll see. We're going to be auditioning people for a few days. And then you guys and me will all decide together who's coming back. And nobody can fill Tori's seat.
But I'm keeping it warm for
We'll
you.
Bring a smaller chair. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.